Yeah, so we want this meeting really to be a platform for the local people to talk about how they experienced these storm Alders or Storm Owen. And potentially, we want to be prepared for this happening again, because it's Ireland. We're going to see storms, so we're going to see points where we're going to have the electricity affected again. So we want to give people that platform to talk about it today. But the councillors are going to be there to see, hear us. We have some TDs there as well to hear these stories, and then potentially get some information on what is the plan going forward and how can we better support the community, and even how better the county council can support the community going forward.
You do say that obviously storms are inevitable going forward, but perhaps the big difference between other areas and North Leitrim and the county of Leitrim was the fact that, and is the fact that, there's so much forestry planted beside power lines. I would say presumably that is the number one, if not one of the biggest issues facing communities across North Leitrim, and how that can be resolved going forward.
Well, that's it. Like, there is regulation controls how power lines are treated within forestry areas. Now, we've seen locally here that the regulation is insufficient. If we see plantations with fully mature trees, they're towering over the power lines by at least 10 to 15 feet, and they're only about 20 feet away. So we have a tree that even one single tree falls, it's going to land on the power line, no matter what you want to do about it. So the only way to potentially fix that is to change regulation around the spacing between power lines and forestry trees. It needs to be increased to allow that if you have fully mature trees as part of the plantation, towards the maturity of the plantation, that if some fall, they're going to miss the power line. And we can't really say we want the power line or the trees back the full height of a fully grown tree. But if we maybe extend it further to allow that if a tree does fall, it doesn't take out the power lines on its way down.
And they do say that time is a healer, and some time has lapsed now since Storm Eowyn, and perhaps maybe people, the anger and frustration has reduced among certain communities in North Leitrim. But it's very important to, I'm sure from your point of view, to remember how frustrating those weeks were in the aftermath of the storm, and how long so many communities in North Leitrim went without power.
Yeah, so it's actually funny that we had a slight reminder yesterday. We lost power for about 5 seconds yesterday. And for the 5 seconds, the dread that just set into me, and I'm sure everyone else in the community as well, of what possibly is going to happen again. Are we going to see large outages? And I know that even there's more in the wider community in North Leitrim that are still experiencing some outages today. I'm not sure, but I know yesterday evening there was traction on some posts on Facebook showing the outages in the county. Again, just from a small wind. It wasn't very windy weather over the last day, but it just goes to show you in relation to how easy it can happen again. And I think hopefully that sort of reminds people that, look, this is something that we need to look and address in the future. We can't just sit on this. We need to move forward with some sort of change and some sort of proactive policy in place instead of just being reactive. That costs more money if we're constantly reactive to every situation. We have to be proactive and plan for the future, because it's not about when it's going to happen. It's not about if it's going to happen. It's about when it's going to happen.